Welcome to Fran Coach's Franchising 101 podcast series. Here we talk about all things franchising. What is it all about? Is it for you? How do you find the best one to own? And so much more. Now your host, Tim Parmeter.
Thanks again for tuning in to the latest edition of Fran Coach's Franchising 101 podcast. I'm Tim Parmeter, founder and CEO of Fran Coach and your Franchising 101 host. Today, we are pleased to have one of our franchise partners joining us today to talk about their brand. This franchise is one that truly works with both full-time and semi-absentee owners. It has multiple ways for you to scale as an owner, and it offers products and services that are always in need. Sounds pretty awesome. We want to get to them in a second. But first, quick reminder of who we are. Fran Coach is a national search firm dedicated to working with individuals interested in owning a franchise. We're partnered with over 600 of the top franchisors in the country, spanning nearly 70 industries. Our goal is to help clients find the absolute best franchise for them to own. And the goal of the Franchising 101 podcast is to help educate people on all aspects of franchise ownership. That's us. Now let's get to the good stuff. And our guest today is the Vice President of Franchise Development for ProLift Garage Doors, Mr. Matt Woodcock. Matt, how are you, sir?
I am fabulous, Tim. Thanks for having me back. I have been working with you and your group for almost a decade now. It's hard to believe that, but some of the best people in the business. And I'm excited today to talk about all things franchising, business ownership, control, and of course, ProLift and premium service brands.
Awesome. Most important question to start off with, Matt. What's wrong with your St. Louis Cardinals?
Well, there's a lot of ideas. There's a lot of thoughts. And all I'm going to do is point to the World Baseball Classic. How's that? We'll start there and say maybe we left all of our pitching in Japan. That's the only thing I can think of right now.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, the cocky Cubs fan here, one game over 500, like we're badasses at the moment. So we'll throw that out there. And it is, you know, we talk about baseball and it's the, you know, the St. Louis Cardinals, the franchise, or the Cubs, the franchise. So it's kind of franchising. Probably not ones anybody listening to this are going to be able to purchase anytime soon, but still kind of the same thing. So we are excited to have you with us, man. I want to jump in. I know you again. We've known each other for since back in the day. We're a couple old guys doing this, and always appreciate getting to talk to you. And very excited to learn a little bit about ProLift Garage Doors. I always say in franchising, we ain't too bright. So the name of the franchise is usually relatively obvious as to what they do. So I'm going to go out on a limb and say Garage Doors, but what the heck is ProLift and what do you guys do?
All right. Well, I appreciate that, Tim. ProLift Garage Doors, that's exactly what we do. We repair, restore, and when need to, replace the garage door. Now I'm going to ask you, Tim, I'm going to bring it back to you. Keychain, when you hop in your car, do you even have a key to your front door on your keychain?
No.
No one does. The garage door is the number one entry and exit point of every home. It's also 40% of the curb appeal of your home. And so when the garage door is broken, when the garage door doesn't work, when you hit that little magic button and it only goes up halfway, or you put it down and it's crooked and your neighbors are looking at you kind of laughing, it is the one thing that needs to be fixed as fast as possible. And at ProLift, that's what we do. We are an on-call service where you make the phone call. Our care center is going to answer that phone call. We're going to get something scheduled for you. And we're going to get a service person out there as fast as humanly possible. That is what we do. ProLift Garage Doors. Over 70 owners, over 100 locations across the country. And Tim, we are growing like a weed in the spring right now. Let me tell you.
Well, and for obvious reasons, right? Again, the people throw around the phrase, and sometimes this is one we probably both roll our eyes at, is like, oh, I want something that's recession resistant, right? This is like as probably as close to that as we're gonna find. Again, you and I have known each other long enough, I am not exactly the handiest person on the planet, right? There's a good chance my fourth grade son is handier than me. So if all of a sudden my garage door isn't working, like there's no me fixing it. It's I'm going to sit here and cry until I can get ProLift out here to do that. So it is that truly needed thing that is never, ever going away. Right. So clearly you can kind of see that growth model. But being so unbelievably unhandy like me, could I own a pro lift? Am I out there? Do I need to be out there doing the work? What's that look like from that standpoint for your owners?
Absolutely. So here within Premium Service Brands, we talked on earlier, we have a fully staffed care center, a contact center for customers to call. For you as the owner, when you're thinking about buying a franchise, there are two different versions. There's an active investor where you're working every single day on the business. And maybe you are, in fact, behind the wheel of the truck. Maybe you do have a wrench in your hand because that's what you want to do. Or maybe you're just kind of sitting over the top of it as a CEO, making sure all the pieces are working. That is one vision here at Premium Service Brands and ProLift. But the other one is truly more of a semi-absentee world where you keep doing whatever you're doing, whether you have a full-time job. Maybe running your household is a full-time job. And we work with a lot of candidates who this is something for them to add into their revenue stream, to diversify a little bit, and is shared between all the people within their household. But what we're looking for, simply, Tim, when we're looking at a ProLift owner, we want them to be three things. We want them to be the ambassador of their business. When they're at the grocery store, when they're going to church, when they're going to a community event, when they're at a soccer practice, they're wearing their ProLift gear. They're locally marketing and telling people about what they do. So important. The second thing, hiring. Now, here at Premium Service Brands, we do have a number of different resources that we're going to bring to show you how to hire people, how to recruit them, where to find them. But ultimately, you don't want anybody to ever work for you that you haven't approved, right? That's just part of life. They're representing you in your community, so you're in charge of hiring. And then finally, the checkbook itself. We want to make sure that our owners are running their business correctly, investing in their business where it makes sense, and also pulling out profits when they need to. So those are the three things we're looking for in an owner here at ProLift, as well as within the Premium Service Brands host of our family of brands. That is where the difference really comes into play. When you're looking for a business, there's two different modes, but what is it that you want? And I'm going to go a little bit further if you'll indulge me. Control is such an important word. When I'm working with candidates across all platforms, it's what they're looking for. What is that control piece? Is it control over their time? Because they're being pulled 13 different directions, going to softball practice and swim camp and band recitals. Is it control over their income? Maybe they don't want to just make two checks a month and get some benefits for the glory of it. They want to be able to make some more money. Or at the end of the day, just control over their smile. Who doesn't want to be vested and energized every single day about what they do? That is what, at the heart of everything you and I do, we're looking for control.
Yeah, no, I think that is the one thing that is consistent with everybody we talk to is the control could be of different things, but ultimately it's going to come down to their existence and then more control over it, right? And I love that things are really very customizable for this, right? So again, you could have somebody very hands-on, full-time, more executive, semi-absentee. You guys are also very open to somebody coming in and doing multiple territories right away, which isn't always super common. So it allows somebody that does have, again, I want control of my income and that ceiling to grow a big business. You're really going to sit there and kind of find that best pathway for each person, which is super cool. And you and I know isn't always the case with franchises. So I love that. Back up a little bit because we talked, obviously wanted you to talk about ProLift, but the you mentioned Premium Service Brands. So let's go there for a second. Like,
absolutely.
So who the heck are they?
Who are they? Well, ProLift is one of nine franchise brands that are owned by Premium Service Brands. So if you're thinking about a big umbrella company, we own nine different franchise models, and we're probably growing if I had to guess. These are not things that we represent and then grow and sell. These are part of our family. These are things that we want to do. But as you might expect, Premium Service Brands, when you start to look at the different brands that we represent, they're all tied to the house. Why is that? Because we know once you're inside that front door and you're talking to that consumer, the house is where they spend a majority of their life, whether it's their garage door not opening, whether it's their house that needs to be painted, whether it's the grout inside their house needs to be updated or just cleaned through Made Right. We have a number of different brands. And what that gives a candidate as they're looking to grow their empire, and I'll steal your word and continue to grow with it. Yes, you can have multiple territories. You can have a large footprint. But also within Premium Service Brands, it gives you the ability to keep that smaller footprint where you are, in fact, the ambassador of your business in your community. and not have to drive 200-300 miles and go vertical and begin to layer on additional businesses where you're using the same contact center, you're using the same CRM system, you're using the same web platforms that show all of your KPIs or your dashboard, which is such a buzzword term right now. This gives you the ability to build your empire, either expansion in additional territory or expansion vertically. Such a unique opportunity for candidates as they look to gain that control.
Yeah, and I think people, for the most part in franchising, understand growing multiple territories, multiple units, multiple locations. That multi-brand thing is like, that's kind of next level things. And then again, to be able to do it all within that same family of brands. And hey, you trusted us. Remember when you drove through the garage and it collapsed and we had to come fix it? Like, now you need your house painted, or you need it cleaned, or you need some remodeling, or you need. Like, you can be that, as an owner, you can be that trusted provider. But I'm guessing there's also some benefits if there are three other brands already in your area. That becomes a great kind of collaborative relationship between those owners within premium service brands as well, correct?
It's the ultimate family reunion. As I like to say, you're going to have brothers, sisters, cousins, uncles within the premium service brand in your city, in your town, in your state, in your region, just by default, because of the size of who we are, over 1,000 units in our premium service brands umbrella. You're going to have neighbors. That's great for marketing as you start your business, because you're going to have somebody be able to put their arm around you and say, they're part of us. You're also going to have great referral sources. So yes, that is yet another next level advantage as you're looking to become an owner, take control of choosing premium service brands. And for me, Prolift Garage Doors.
Hey everyone, I wanted to take a quick break from our podcast to tell you about our amazing friends at Entrepreneur. If you're looking to become a franchisee or simply learn more about business ownership, and guys, let's be honest, you're listening to the Franchising 101 podcast, so we know you have some interest in this. And I really encourage you to go to entrepreneur.com to check out all of their great content and resources. Seriously, Entrepreneur has everything, all the way from a bookstore to the best podcasts, webinars, and videos, plus information on upcoming events and the latest articles that seriously, they cover all aspects of franchising and business ownership. If you're having trouble deciding which franchise is right for you, start with Entrepreneur's renowned Franchise 500 ranking, which highlights the best franchises of 2022. For 45 years and counting now, Entrepreneur has been and continues to be the most widely recognized and respected authority in the franchise market. Digital and print subscriptions are available, so you never miss out on anything. So seriously, what are you waiting for? Go to entrepreneur.com right now and learn more. So let's say, now let's go back to Prolift. So we want to get started with, be a Prolift owner. What's that look like kind of getting started? Do we need some big, you know, retail location? Do we need, like, what do we need to get this thing up and running as a new Prolift owner?
Absolutely. Prolift is designed to be not necessarily a home-based business, but you do not need a retail location. We're going to the customer. It's service on location. Remember, what we're solving is that time dilemma. It's the one commodity you can't buy more of is time. And so for Prolift, what we're going to recommend is that you have a warehouse. Maybe it's a storage facility, maybe a 20 by 20, give or take, as a place to just house parts. Nothing more than that. We also often recommend that's a great place to park the truck, because you don't necessarily want the truck in front of your house. This isn't a business where you need to have that type of control. So if you have that, if you have a 20 by 20 or 20 by 30 storage area and you're parking your truck there, guess what? That's your first customer. Just think of all the garage doors they have. And then from there, you simply grow your business. At Prolift, you're looking for anywhere from 2 to 3 employees to get started, part-time, maybe one full-time, a couple helpers. Not a huge overhead, not a ton of skilled labor that you truly need. It's really about going in, servicing the customer, and getting that door open and closing it so they can get on with their life.
Talk about that labor model, right? So it's, I'm guessing, kind of a hybrid, right? So it's not skilled like a plumber, right? That needs all the years of training and schooling and apprentice and all of that. But there's also, you have to kind of learn something with this. So as an owner, like, how am I finding the right people and how do I know that they are properly trained?
One of the reasons you're investing in a franchise, Tim, part of what we're going to do when you join the Premium Service Brands family in ProLift, you're going to go through a 4-week training program. Now, 3 weeks of that is going to be virtual or distance learning, if you will, so that you don't have to be away from your family. And then that final week is actual on-site training where we're going to do a lot of role playing. We're going to show you how to do it because as the owner, we're going to show you how to do it so that as you hire your people and grow your business, you can convey that information down to them. And then, as always, there's resources galore within our family to help you grow. But it really comes down to understanding in a garage door, there's only a handful of pieces that can break or can wear out or need to be replaced. Once you understand that and you have that specialty knowledge, then it's not hard.
You talk about the repair, replace, right? But there's another component of this as well, right? So if there's where, you know, you're in an area where there's new builds going up or new construction, things like that. I guess maybe somebody just doesn't have a garage and they're adding that in. You guys can come in on that new side as well in the installation piece in addition to the repair. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. What, anything to do with the garage door or that main entry to your home, we want to be that person you phone call. We want to be the people that come and help you. But I will tell you, for the people that are listening, people that are thinking about becoming a business owner, the volume, the money, for all intents and purposes, is in the repair.
Yeah. What's how much of this is like, are we going to get called out at 2 a.m? Because, you know, Matt came home from the casino and drove his car through the garage. I mean, not you, Matt, but just hypothetically, Matt. Are we having those things or are we kind of in that lifestyle kind of business hours type of situation?
It's going to be mostly the lifestyle business hours, and that's part of it. That's why having a contact center is so important, so that you don't have to worry about you or anybody else getting that phone call at 2 a.m. Now, what we also know, the first person that answers the phone and the first person that can schedule and get over there and execute the repair, they're going to get the business. And so we want to be as accommodating as possible. But no, this isn't a 24-hour. We're not a locksmith.
The call center, contact center, care center, whatever fancy word we're using, somebody's answering the phone, right? And basically, that's all one of the things provided by ProLift Premium Service Brands. I don't think people realize how important that is because, like you just said, right? Like, we need something done, especially something that we need done. We're going to our friend Google, right? Fix my damn garage door, right? And poof, what comes up? And like, if there's 10 things that come up, what do we think? Maybe 2 of them will actually answer the phone, right? Maybe of the 8 that don't answer, half of them will have a voicemail, or maybe it's full. Maybe they're getting back to you. The call is answered. It is answered quickly, professionally, U.S. based. So we understand what's being said. You have all of those things going, and then booking jobs, booking consultations, whatever that might be. So the people don't go down the list. They've got that first person that's answered, which is ProLift, because you're going to be doing the things to make sure ProLift is at the top of that list anyway, right? It is such a huge thing that I never think people realize how important that is until they go just Google something and see how many people are going to answer the phone, because not very many will.
Sure. Service businesses where you're actually coming out providing a service on an as-needed basis, it's not something that's very price sensitive. They're not going to price shop you. As you just said, you're getting ready to take your son to basketball practice. The garage door doesn't open unless you remember that you can go pull that little red handle, walk over, open the door like our parents did, drive out, go back out, close the door and figure out how to lock it. Unless you remember how to do that, the first person that takes your phone and says, "Tim, I'm coming over. We're going to get that fixed for you today." Get your business. You're not calling 7 other people going, "Oh, well, they wanted this amount. Can you beat their price?" This isn't that type of model. This is turn service. I want what I want when I want it. And that's the life we live in.
Yep. And thank you for assuming that I would be smart enough to know there was some way to get out of my garage. So, because I really don't know that I would have known that. So my first call might have been you, brother, to help me with that. So
I will help you. I will even show you where the red handle is.
Awesome. I know you're super busy. So last thing I'll throw at you and let you run. I know there's a million ways you could answer this, but is there anything else that you would really want people to know about ProLift, garage doors, premium service brands that maybe we haven't touched on just yet?
The only thing I'd want them to know is how to contact me. I'd love an opportunity to have a conversation with anybody, whether it's individual or a group. I'm happy to spend 15 minutes talking about franchise ownership, premium service brands, or ProLift garage doors, and at least open your eyes to what control could look like for you now and in the future.
I love it, brother. Matt, as always, good talking to you. Thanks for chatting with us about ProLift garage doors, premium service brands, and the St. Louis Cardinals being in last place. So thank you so much. And hopefully we can get you back on again just to talk.
So that when they're in first place, I can come back to it. So go ahead and put out the date so that we can put a timestamp on this.
No, that'll get edited out about the time that flips. So
Tim, it's always awesome. Great hanging out with you. I hope you invite me back. We've got a lot of things to share, and I'll be your guest anytime. Thank you so much.
Thank you, brother. Have a good rest of your day. As always, for all our loyal podcast listeners, thanks for tuning in. FranCoach.net, Franchising101Podcast.net. Reach out. There's never any fee for our service. Let us help you create your better tomorrow. Thanks, everybody. Have a great rest of your day.
Thanks for listening to FranCoach's Franchising 101 Podcast, where our ultimate goal is to help educate you on all things franchising so you can create your better tomorrow.